Today's daf is Temura Daf Zayin. We are holding on Daf Vav Amid Beis. We are at the word Taima. So we're discussing the issue of a Balmum, of what the halacha is when a person is Makdish, a Balmum. So we darshan from the word Lahashem. Yesterday that was the last drasha that we had. So we said that, where was the drasha? The Gemara is going to say that the Seir Mishtaleach cannot be a Balmum, because we darshan from the word Lashem that it cannot be a Balmum. So that was the last thing we had said. So it says the Gemara, we're on the word Taima, which is the last word of the line, about seven lines up. Taima deksiv dekasav kral Lashem hudala maisi Seir Mishtaleach. Sounds like the reason the Seir Mishtaleach cannot be a Balmum is because the Pasuk says Lashem. Hello, Rabbi kral Lashem, havamin the Seir Mishtaleach Balmum Shapir Dami. But without this special Reboy, right, that's what we were discussing yesterday. Is Lashem a Reboy or is it a Miut? And the last thing we said was that it depends on context. But it sounds like, had we not had a special riboy of Lashem, then Seir Mishalech would have been fine as a Balmum. Would it be no problem to bring a Balmum for the Seir Mishalech? But Michti, Eina Goral Kavua, El B'davar Aroli. In order to determine as an animal is a Seir, that an animal is the Seir Mishalech, you need to do a Hagrala. You take two identical goats and you do a Goral, and one of them is Lashem and one of them is Lazazel. But the Hagrala, the Halacha in the Hagrala itself is that Hagrala is only Kovea when it's something that would be Roy L'Mizbeach. So granted, the Seir Lazazel is not going to be brought on the Mizbeach, but the Seir Lazazel has to be Roy to be brought on the Mizbeach in order for the Hagrala to work in the first place. So how can we say that there's a Hava Amina, that the Seir Lazazel is allowed to be a Balmum? A Balmum is not Roy L'Mizbeach. So the Gemara is going to have three approaches to answering this question. Where is there room for a Hava Amina that the Seir Azazel could be a Balmum, if after all Hagrala can only be done with a non-Balmum? So answer number one, Amar Rav Yosef Hamani Chanana Mitzrihi. Maybe we're assuming the Chanana Mitzri. Da Amar Afilu Dam Bekos Maybe Chaveiro Mezavigle. What if you have a Seir Lashem and a Seir Azazel, and then the Seir Azazel gets lost? You're missing it. It's gone. So, but you have the Seir Lashem. Not only do you have the Seir Lashem, you already shechted it. You already have the blood in the kos. You're already doing all the avoda, and now the Seir Azazel is gone. So Chanan HaMitzri says, no problem, just bring another animal. Apparently, you don't need to do another Hagrala. You did Hagrala once to determine one is Lashem, one is Azazel. The one Azazel got lost. So good, so you bring another animal and make that one Azazel. Apparently, without the benefit of Hagrala. So it's that Seir Azazel. It's that Seir Azazel that we would have a Hava Mina, could be a Balmum, because it never has to undergo Hagrala. It's the only reason the Seir Azazel wouldn't be able to be a Balmum is because the Hagrala can't be done by a Balmum. Hagrala can only be done when it's Roy L'Mizbeach. So in this unique case, according to the Shita of Chanan HaMitzri, that a second Hagrala need not be done when you lost the Seir Azazel. So in that specific case, we'd have a legitimate Hava Amina that the Seir Azazel can be a Balmum. Kamash Mulan, the word Lashem, to tell me that no, it cannot be a Balmum. Says the Gemara, does Chanan HaMitzri really say that you don't need Hagrala in that case? Granted, Chanan HaMitzri does hold that the original Seir Lashem remains the Seir Lashem, and you actually do the Avodah with it, and you don't have to take a whole new set and do the whole process over again. But the Lo Tzarich Hagrala Mishamatay. But did he say that you don't need Hagrala? Meaning, maybe what the halacha is that if you take a Seir Lashem, Seir Lazazel, you start doing the Avodah of the Seir Lashem, you lose the Seir Lazazel. So maybe the halacha is you have to bring two other animals and do a Hagrala to determine which one is going to be the replacement Seir Lazazel. Granted, the other one will not be the Seir Lashem because you're already covered with Seir Lashem. You already have that under control. But maybe you still need to do a Maisa Hagrala in order to determine which one is going to be the Seir Lazazel. Dilma Maisi Umagril, that you actually bring it and you do a Hagrala. If that's the case, we're back to our original question. Once you're doing Hagrala, it's Pashut that it can't be a Balmum, because Hagrala only works on animals that are Ra'ui Lamizbeach. So therefore, our first attempt to answer this question of what the Hava Amina would be without the word Lashem, that a Seir Lazazel can be a Balmum, fails. The attempt to answer the question fails. So says the Gemara, Ella, second possibility, Ella, Rav Yosef, how many Rabbi Shimon he? Now we're assuming like the sheet of Rabbi Shimon, who's much more explicit about the fact that we do not need a hagrala. D'tanya meisach miyam mevi chavero below hagrala. Divrei Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon is explicit. If you have a seal Hashem, seal Azazel, you are using one of them, you lost the other one, just bring a replacement. No hagrala is necessary. So again, that's the case where we would have a legitimate havamina that the seal Azazel does not require, that the seal Azazel can even be a balmum, because it would not require hagrala if it's simply a replacement animal. That's answer number two. Answer number three, Rava Amar, what's the case of the havamina with the seal Azazel would be allowed to be a balmum? Lo nitzrucha ella kigon shehuman bo b'yom v'chillo al chavero. You were makdish the animal, you did a hagrala, and then it developed a mum, and you were mechalel it on another animal that was also a balmum. So that's the case that we're talking about. If you look at Rashi, kigon shehuman la'achar hagrala v'chillo al chavero, v'hu balmum nami. The other one was also balmum. The kamash malan dahaisha chillo lucky mishum dehikdish balmum. And the chiddush is that you get malchus for being makdish a balmum in this case. Ulahachi nakat chillo di lav de chillo al balmum like a malchus lo takticho al sheni. The reason we need to say chillo is because if you were not mechalel it on another balmum, then there's no isra of being makdish. You never violated the isra of being makdish balmum, because when you were makdish the original animal, it was not yet a balmum. It only became a balmum after the hagrala, so there would be no malchus on being makdish it. It's only because you were mechalalit on another balmum. So that's when you were makdish a balmum. Sal kadai dechamina, so I might have thought, meikara lo yadana, ihai mikveh l'shem, that since initially you don't know if the animal that's a balmum is going to be designated as the one that's l'Hashem, and therefore that's why it's normally a problem. But I would think, look, I already know which one is nikva l'Hashem, and the one that's nikva l'Azazel is the one that I'm being mechalel on this animal. So what's the big deal? It's only going l'Azazel anyway. That's the havamina. The havamina is that it's not a problem once I already have designated seal Azazel, and now I'm just being mechalel on another animal that's a balmum. Who cares? I'm throwing it off a cliff anyway, not using it as a carbon anyway. So I would think that it doesn't matter. Kamashimlan therefore comes to tell me that yes, it does matter, that even though you know for sure that it's going to be used Azazel, it's not going to be used Lashem, it still is going to make a difference. Now from this Gemara it's clear that if you're mechalel a behema that's a balmum on a different balmum, you violate the isser of being makdish a balmum, right? That's the whole third answer over here, that it is a violation of the isra being makdish balmum when I take an animal that's already a balmum and already kadosh, and I'm mechalel it on another animal that is a balmum. That's how Rashi writes, that's how Tosos writes. However, the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Reish Pei Hei, Os Tes, asks that there is a Gemara later on, a Gemara that we're going to have on Daf Chav Zayin, where the Gemara is going to have the following suffix. Let's say you have in front of you two behemos of Hegdish. One of them is a Tam, one of them is a Balmum. And you have in front of you two behemos of Chulin. One of them is a Tam, one of them is a Balmum. And you say, Hare Elu Tachas Elu. These should be in place of those. The Tam Balmum of Chulin should be in place of the Tam Balmum of Hegdish. What's the din? Do we say that your kavana was that the tmima of chulin should be in place of the tmima of hegdish, and you tried to make a tmura, and the same by the balmum, that the balmum of chulin should be in place of the balmum of hegdish, and you wanted to be mechalel the balmum of hegdish on the balmum of chulin, and mele you're going to get malchus only on the tmima because that's the only act of tmura that you did? Or do we say that the tmima of chulin is supposed to be in place of the balmum of hegdish, and the balmum of chulin is supposed to be in place of the tmima of hegdish, and by both of them you're trying to do tmura, and therefore you should get a double malchus? So, but what's clear in that Gemara is that the first sad of the Ubaya is that if you say that your kavana is that the balmum of chulin should be in place of the balmum of hegdish, that you would not get malchus on, right? That was the whole sad of the Gemara, that you'd only get malchus on the part that's tmura, which is to exchange the tmima of chulin for the tmima of hegdish. That would be a punishable offense with malchus, but to take the balmum of chulin in place of the balmum of hegdish, you would not get malchus. That's exactly against our sugya, because our sugya says that you're mechal a balmum on a balmum, you're loke mishum hegdish balmum for being makdish a balmum, and it implies that way in the Rambam quotes the Gemara later on as well. So it sounds against our Gemara, the Rambam in the second parak of Hilchos Tumura halacha gimel. So the Ar Sameach in the second parak of Hilchos Tumura, in his commentary on the Rambam, writes that you have to say that in mechal balmum on a balmum, al minas, that you're going to sell it, would not have an isra of being makdish balmum. Meaning the point is that you're going to sell it and use the damim, use the money to get a new animal for hegdish, that would not be a problem of being makdish balmum, because the whole isra of being makdish balmum is the damav is betchilas hegdish. Meaning that when you already have something that's already kadosh and you plan to sell the balmum, so that would not be a violation. But when you're originally makdish a balmum ledamav, that would be a problem when the behemoth was schooling. So the Gemara over here sounds that like there's an isra being mechal balmum on a balmum. You have to say that you're talking about being mechalel on a balmum over. And since the behema would not be nifta except for al mum kavua, you're not allowed to be nifta behema. You're not allowed to be poda behema unless it has a mum kavua. So therefore, this chilul creates a kedushas haguf on the second animal, and that's why you're in violation of hektish balmum. But had it been a mum kavua, which was the case later on, which is the case in the other gemara later on in the Masechet Daf Chav Zayin, then it would not be a violation of being makdish balmum. Okay, says the gemara Vayter now at the two dots on the top. Amar Mami, Shum Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, Af Kabbalas Hadam. So remember, we went through the various violations, the various averos that one can violate with a balmum, by being makriv a balmum. So one of the violations, a separate violation of Kabbalah Sadam. So my time is Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. Why does Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda think Kabbalah Sadam is a separate Isser by balmum? So Amar Krav, Pasuk says, Umoch v'kasus v'natuk v'karus. Pasuk goes on to describe the various types of mumin, and it says all those things. So we see zu kabbalah sadam sham Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. That pasuk is a reference to kabbalah sadam. From there we derive that there's a separate iser of kabbalah sadam. Ultanakama haylo sakrivu lamali. That pasuk of lo sakrivu, right? We it's a vegomer. The main point of the pasuk is not the part that we quoted. The part that we quoted is just a list of mumin. The next words in the pasuk are lo sakrivu. So it's the lo sakrivu that we're darshaning. Sakrivu is a reference to Kabbalah Saddam. And that's what Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda thinks. Kabbalah Saddam is its own separate Isser. Ayula Tanakama Hai Lo Sakrivu Lamli. What does Tanakama do with that phrase Lo Sakrivu? Zrikas Damim. The Tanakama will say that that's teaching me the Isser of Zrikas Saddam, not the Isser of Kabbalah Saddam. Ayva Nafkale Me Al HaMizbeach. But don't we learn already Zrika from Me Al HaMizbeach? So why do I need a separate pasuk of Lo Sakrivu to tell me an Isser of Zrikas Hadam of an animal that was a balmum? So says more Orche Dekra De Mishtai Hachi. The pasuk is just speaking in its normal manner, and therefore it's not a separate drasha really. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Nami Orche Dekra. Who doesn't Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda account for the possibility that it's just Orche Dekra and maybe no special drasha should be made, and you shouldn't darshan therefore that there's a separate isra of Kabbalah Sadam from the dam of a behemoth that's a balmum? Say Nachi Nami El Kabbalah Sadam Inale. You're right. Yeah, that's Orche Dekra. Lo Sakrivu is not an issue, not something we could darshan from. So we're back to square one then. Where does Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda get the idea that Kabbalah Saddam is a separate Isser, that it's a separate violation of Kabbalah Saddam on a behema that's a balmum? So Nafkale Meha, he darshans from the following. Umiyad ben Nechar lo sakrivu, Zui Kabbalah Saddam Sha'amar Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Pasuk says, Miyad ben Nechar lo sakrivu, that's a reference to Kabbalah Saddam, that lo sakrivu is what Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda is talking about, the Kabbalah Saddam. Ultanakama, hi lo sakrivu lamali. Great, what does the Tanakama do with that lo sakrivu? So Mibayi Leilahai, he uses it to teach the following drasha. Salka daita chamina hol v'lon etztavu b'nei Noach ela al muchus revarim. I might have thought that since b'nei Noach don't have an Isra of Balei Mum, B'nei Noach only have an Isser of Mechusrei Varim, which is a much worse than a Bal Mum. Bal Mum just means it has some sort of Mum Kavua, some sort of permanent blemish. Mechusrei Varim has to be that it's literally missing a limb. So I would think Lo Shem B'Mizbeach did who, the Lo Shem B'Mizbeach did done, that it shouldn't make a difference where they're being makriv, whether it's in their own Bamas Yachid that the guy makes for himself to be makriv Karbanasan, or whether he brings to the Beis HaMikdash. It shouldn't matter. It should that as long as it's not mechusar ever, the guy's carbon should be okay. Kamash malan. That's when Miyab ben Echer lo sakrivu comes to tell me a separate drasha that when a guy is bringing a carbon to the Beis HaMikdash, it's got to be it can't be a balmum. A guy doesn't have an isra balmum. A guy only has an isra of mechusar ever. That's true. But when he brings to the Beis HaMikdash, he has to be on a higher level. The Beis HaMikdash demands that it not be a balmum that's brought as a carbon. Fine. Lishnachrina, another version of the preceding discussion. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Domar Avkabal Sadan. Right? We had said Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yudah holds that when you violate separately the Isser of being makrav balmum when you do Kabbalah Sadam on the dam of an animal that's a balmum. My taimo, what's the reason for Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yudah? So again, the chsiv v'malch v'kasus v'gomer lo sakrivu. At least in this version, we actually quote those two words, the key words. Zu Kabbalah Sadam. That is the Isser of Kabbalah Sadam. Uzrika nafkale me'al mizbech, and Zrika Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda gets from the words me'al mizbech, so therefore that works out fine for Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Ulrabbanan nami, tepuklu Zrika min ala mizbech, why do the Rabbanan use lo sakrivu to teach me the Isser of Zrika? Why can't they use ala mizbech to teach me the Isser of Zrika? Answers Gemara, hachi nami, they do, they really do use ala mizbech to teach me the Isser of Zrika, velo sakrivu de ma'uch l'may asa. So what do the Rabbanan do with the words lo sakrivu in this pasuk of umach v'kasos v'nasuk v'charus lo sakrivu? What do they do with that lo sakrivu? Mafkin on the bamas yachid, they use it to teach me the Isser of a Balmum, even on a Bamas Yachid. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yudah, Ami Vayilei L'Bamas Yachid. Great, so the Rabbanan have something to do with it. Where's Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yudah going to know that halacha? That a Bamas Yachid, you can't bring a Balmum on a Bamas Yachid. If Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yudah is already using the Los Akriva to tell me that there's a separate Isser of Kabbalah's Hadam on a Behemoth that's a Balmum, so how's he going to know that there's an Isser of a Balmum on a Bamas Yachid? Say Nachinami. Enachinami, he does learn it from that phrase, from Los Akrivu. El Sakrivu de Kabbalah. Again, so back to square one with Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. If he uses that lo sakrivu to teach me the Isser of a balmum and a bamas yachid, how does he know the Isser of Kabbalah Sadam by a balmum? Miyad benecher lo sakrivu zu Kabbalah Sadam. He learns it from the pasuk miyad benecher lo sakrivu. The Rabbanan would respond, no, it's trich. Sal kedait chamina hol b'nei noach in etzuvin al mechus rever ella al mechus rever bebama dilhon dilma ananami nakbil minhon. I've thought that since B'nai Noach only have an Isra of Mechusar Ever, not an Isra of Balmum, when they do it on their own private Bamos, when they bring a carbon on their own private Bamos, so Dilma Ananami Nakbil Minhon, maybe we should accept in the Beis HaMikdash carbonos from them that have Mumin, as long as it's not Mechusar Ever. Kamash Mulan Mikalela Dilma Mekablinan. So that's why it comes to tell me that you can't be Mekabel from Goyim, any animal that has a mum, even though a Goy himself can bring an animal that's a balmum, but not to the Beis HaMikdash. In the Beis HaMikdash, we're only Mekabel animals that are not balimum. And that's what the Rabbanan are going to do with the Pasuk of Miyad Benecher Lo Sekabel. Not like Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, who darshins that it's about Kabbalah Sadam by a balmum. The Ola Shlomo asks, why does the Gemara over here need to be memayit balimumin, even by a bamas yachid? The Gemara Maseches Bechoros, meaning we said mafkin on the bamas yachid. This is only in the second version of the discussion, not in the first version of the discussion. We said that lo sakrivu d'ma'uch, what's it coming to do? That is coming to tell me bamas yachid, right? And even Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda agrees that the pasuk of ma'uch v'kasus v'nasuch v'charis lo sakrivu, that phrase lo sakrivu is coming to tell me that when a Jew stam brings a carbon on a bamas yachid, that he's not allowed to bring a balmum on a bamas yachid. So the Ola Shlomo raises the question. The Gemara apparently says, "Bein the Rabbanan, bein the Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, you need a pasuk to tell me that balmum cannot be brought on a bamas yachid." However, the Gemara in Maseches Bechoros and Daf Yudalar and Beis darshans this from an entirely different pasuk. L'sizbach l'Hashem elkech hashor v'seh has a whole different drasha where it derives that you're not allowed to bring a balmum on a bamas yachid. So he says maybe the pasuk over there we only learn shchita. We only learn the yisur of shchitas balmum on a bamas yachid. Our pasuk teaches me that the other avodos are also aser by a balmum on a bamas yachid. Again, remember our whole sugi is really about how many different isurim are violated. That each step of the avoda is a separate violation when you're dealing with a balmum. So you need to tell me that each step of the avodah is a separate violation when it comes to bamas yachid as well. The Chazon Ish suggests that the Gemara in Bechoros is going according to the Lishna Kama in our sugya. Because remember, the Lishna Kama in our sugya did not use this lo sakrivu to teach me the din of bamas yachid. So we used it to teach me the din of zrikas adam, that you're not allowed to do zrikas adam by a behemoth balmum. So maybe that whole Gemara is assuming only like the Lishna Kama, not like the Lishna Basra. One more point, the Gemara in Meseches Zvachim and Daf Kuf Chaf Amin Aleph says that there's an Isser and Psul of Mumim by a Bama Katana as well. And Rashi says, because after all, Lo Matsanu Shatori Hitira Mumim Bibama. We never find that Mum was Mutter by a Bama. Sounds from Rashi, we never find that the Torah asks it, but why would we assume it's Mutter? If you're not allowed to have a Bal Mum in a carbon in the Beis HaMikdash, so obviously Bal Mum is a Psul and Karbanos, not a Psul and Mikdash. It's psul and karbanos. So Rashi says, as long as you don't find anywhere that the Torah explicitly says that it's mutter to have a balmum, the natural assumption is that you're not allowed to have a balmum even on a bama katana. So the Rashash on the spot says, what are you talking about? We also don't find that the Torah is. Not only do we not find that the Torah is matir a balmum on a bama katana, in our Gemara we find a beferish and drasha that the Torah assers on a bama katana. Not only that, the Gemara in Bechoros I just mentioned also has a separate drush, a separate pasuk, that the Torah assers a balmum on a bama katana. So he says maybe the kavana of the Gemara over there is to include the isra balmum in the isra balmum, the din of makriv that shouldn't be a balmum. And Rashi wants to meaning what he says as follows. I'm not sure if I understand. He says ulai kavanas haGemara sham lichlol be isra balmum gam hadin sham makriv lo yeh balmum. Oh, that's what he's saying. Meaning maybe what he's trying to say is that including the isra balmum by a bama is not only that the animal can't be a balmum, but that the person bringing the animal can't be a balmum. So that's why Rashi had to say separate that we don't find that the Torah ever is matir a balmum. It's not talking about the animal. It's talking about the person bringing the animal that wouldn't be a balmum. Okay, the Rameir Simcha in his Chidushim suggests maybe that Gemara also is only going according to the Lashon Rishon over here, the first Lashon where we don't really discuss balmum and abama katana. So it's going like the first Lashon, not like the second Lashon over here where we have an explicit drasha to that effect. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter. Now going further, Maskifla Reish Lakish. So right, that's where we're up to. Yeah, Maskifla Reish Lakish. Shemel lo sheninu al betam shenasa balmum hu da over. He says, wait a second. Maybe all these yisurim of balmum of the Reish Lakish is asking that which we said before, that if you're makdish a balmum, you violate bal takdishu. You violate an isur of being makdish a balmum, and you get malchus. Maybe that isur of being makdish a balmum is only on an animal that was once a tam and then became a balmum. Because if it were a balmum meyikara, dikla bialmahu, it was never something that was right from the Mizbeach in the first place, so being makdish, it shouldn't be a violation. It's like being makdish a dekel. It's nothing. It doesn't have any, it never had any chance at kedusha in the first place. So it's only by a tam that became a balmum where you could say that since originally it was a tam, so the makdish thought that even though it had a balmum, it developed a mum, but he thinks he could still be makdish and be makrafit, and that's why he's in violation when he tries to be makdish. But a behemoth that was always a balmum, it's vaday that it was never ola al adas, he never would have had a havamina that he's makdish of the gabi mizbeach, because he knows that it was never roi la krava. So obviously what he must have meant is that he's being makdish the dmei ha-behema, the value of the behema, but not the behema itself, and therefore he shouldn't get malchus, because it shouldn't count as a real hakdasha. He clearly doesn't have intention to do a legitimate hakdasha. There are like five different ways to understand the Gemara's kasha. That's how Rashi understands the Gemara's kasha. Good. So we'll stick with the way Rashi understands it. So Rish Lakish asks, maybe when it was a balmul meikar, it's dekel bialmahu, meaning the guy realizes that he's not being makdashed as a karban, and mainly he shouldn't get malchus for it. Amrei Reb Chiya bar Yosef, sarua v'kolot ksiv b'parsha. It says sarua and kolot in the parsha. The types of movement are explicit in the parsha. Sarua means doesn't have split hooves, and kolot means one limb is larger than the other. These aren't things that develop later in life. These are things that were obviously there meikara. V'hani bali mumen meikaren inhu. These are bali mumen meikara. These are bali mumen that are there the entire time. Amrei shema lo shaninu ela b'tmura. So he said, no, maybe you're only chayiv on being makdish these kinds of animals by tmura. If you look at Rashi, shem lo shaninu sheyehei chayiv mishum hakdasha ela b'tmura l'fisha tmura chala al balmum kavua v'kadosh kedusha gemura sheinu yotzei l'chul negazes v'lavir afilu al yedei pidyon ela havi kashar kachim shekadem hakdesh nas muman. Maybe the din is that yes, a balmum kavua you can be in violation of bal takdish, but only when you do tmura, not when you're makdishit meyikara. When you're makdish meyikara, it would not be a violation of bal takdish because you should have realized. Obviously, you obviously did realize it's balmum kavua, and that it cannot be hukdash. Detran chamur b'tmura mi b'zevach shekin kedusha chala al balmum kavua. By tmura, you can actually have kedusha chal on a balmum. To stam be makdash an animal that's a balmum, the kedusha is not going to be chal. Some le Rabbi Yochanan lo shmiel achadam Rabbi Yanai b'chabura nimnu v'gamra makdash balmum legavim zbech over mishum chamisha shemos. He says, nah, if we're talking about tmura, then it wouldn't make sense that which we said that if you're makdash balmum for the mizbech, you could violate five tmura. But if we're talking about tmura also, so then it should be six lavin. Meaning, if our statement of violating five lavin was about a case where you made an abal mum kavua into tmura, so then it shouldn't just be the five lavin that we listed of being makdish and makriv and zorek and kamekabel, all those five isurim that we listed. There should have been a sixth isur because there's an isur to do tmura in the first place. So it should have been six isurim that were mentioned. Elambai bebalmum meikaro. Says, yeah, but what's your alternative? You want to say that we're talking about a balmum meikaro? Am I lucky? Dikla bialmahu. Why would you get malchus on being makdish a balmum meikaro? It's a dikla bialma. It's just a dekel. A guy has to realize that the guy obviously realized that he's not able to be makdish it with kedusha saguf, and obviously he just wants to be makdish it l'dami. So I'm like, dikla lav zila milsa min eitzimhu. Balmum meikaro zila milsa. No, even though balmum meikaro is obvious to everybody that it can't have real full-fledged kedusha, it's not the same as a dekel. By a dekel, by a piece of wood, it's not zila milsa, because everyone it's evident that you're not making a mockery of the system, because you're not trying to sneak something in that doesn't belong, because it's so far from belonging that it doesn't even enter the parsha, that it's not considered to be zayon to kachim. But to take an animal, so it is an animal, it is within the min of something that could be used as a karban, and to be makdish that as a balmum, that's zila milsa. Even the shavik and for that you're chayiv. You have tamim animals you could have chosen, and instead you're makdish balmum. So even though you may realize that you can't be makdish it for real, but nevertheless you're going to be chayiv because it's considered to be zayon to kachim. Lishna achrina, amalei afilu hachi bazia milsa dedekel leka bimino lo laki lafuki balmum kiven deika bimino laki. Another lashon, another way of saying it is as follows: that by dekel, there's nothing in the same min of dekel that would be roy for the mizbeach, so you're not going to get malchus. So, but by balmum, in there, it's a min behema, so there is bimino something that's roy lemizbeach. So since there is bimino something that's roy lemizbeach, that's considered a greater bizayon, because you're setting aside that which would have been ra'ui and instead choosing to bring that which is not ra'ui. So for that you get malchus. Fine. Amar Rava. Rava says, well, once we arrive at this conclusion that the reason that you get malchus for being makdish balmum is because it's considered a bizayon, then afilu makdish le l'dmei nesachim nami laki. He says, I want to take that a step further. What if you're makdish an animal that's a balmum to use its money that you're going to get for it to buy nesachim? Is that also considered a bizayon? Well, it's a lot less of a bizayon. If you're makdish balmum le mizbeach, so that's a big bizayon. You're makdish Nefesh Balmum to use its money to buy Nesachim, that's a little bit less of a Bizayon. So Rava says, I think we could take that leap though. If the whole Isser is one of Bizayon, I think this is also enough of a Bizayon that you would still get Malkus for it. Tanya Kavase de Rava, and we have a Brisa that supports Rava. Nidava tase also zekat she bedek abayis. Pasuk says by a balmum you should do it as a nidava to the bedek abayis. Right, the balmum can't be used l'mizbeach. So if you want to use it for some holy purpose, use it as a nidava to the bedek abayis. Mainly on the nidava neder minayin. I would only know that a balmum could be nitfas b'nidava lebedek abayis. How do I know that you can make it a neder if you say harei alai behema l'dmei bedek abayis, that there's a mitzvah to use a balmum for that purpose, because obviously when you say a rei behemel the bedek abayis, you're going to be designating an animal that can now not be used as a carbon. So better to use a balmum than to use a tamim. If you use a tamim, that's taking away its chance to be used as a carbon. So tamalomar ula neder. Yachla filu kachim mizbeach. I might think kachim mizbeach. Also, you could be maktish balmum. Tamlomar uneder lo yiratze. Ze kachim mizbeach. That's a reference to kachim mizbeach. Mainly al neder in the davim minayin. That still only tells me that a neder if I'm noder balmum, it's a problem. How do I know that a nedava for kachim mizbeach that you're not allowed to say on a balmum harezulam mizbeach b'lashon nedava neder is a lie. Nedava is zu, right? That it's on the cheftza. Neder is on the gavra. Nedava is on the cheftza. So how do I know that I'm not allowed to be makdish a balmum as a nedava? I did in the cheftza for the mizbeach. Tamalomer nedava. Rabbi Yom Lo Yiretza Barzaz Gufo Hakasav Medaber. Rabbi says that that Lo Yiretza teaches me that you're not allowed to bring it. That's that meaning by kachim mizbeach, like the Tanakama, you're not allowed to bring a balmum for kachim mizbeach. So frankly, more Hainu Tanakama. Rabbi saying the same thing as the Tanakama. So my lav b'hakam ifli must be that they're arguing about the following. Tanakama savra afilu aktishe l'dmei nesachim nami laki. Tanakama thinks even if you're maktish it just for dmei nesachim, just to use its money to buy nesachim, that you'd also get malchus on. V'rebi savar baratzaz gufo laki avu b'nei nesachim lo laki. No, if you're maktish it to use the animal itself on the mizbeach, you get malchus. But to be maktish it to use its money to buy nesachim that you're going to use on the mizbeach, that you don't get malchus. So shema minas, so you see like Rava, meaning that's exactly the machlokas, that Rava must be assuming like the Tanakama, not like Rebbe, which is probably how we would assume we should pask it anyway, like the Tanakama, not like Rebbe. Fine. Ve'ala oso lamali. So then what does he do with the word oso? A balmum, the pasuk says, nedava tasa oso. So what do you do with the word oso? L'cha detanya, nedava tasa oso, oso tasa nedava, v'yata oso tamim nedava lebedek abayis. That a balmum, there's a mitzvah to make as a nedava lebedek abayis, but that mitzvah includes within it an avera not to make a, not to use a tamim lebedek abayis. Mikanam ramak tishmim lebedek abayis, over ba'asei. If someone takes an animal that's a tamim and is makdisha for bedek abayis, he's in violation of a mitzvah sasei. Uminayin af below sasei. How do I know that it's not only a violation of mitzvah sasei, but it's a violation of a lo sasei as well? Shenemra, Pasuk says, Vaidaber Hashem el Moshe lemar. Pasuk says, Vaidaber Hashem el Moshe lemar. So we see from there, Limir al parsha shibalav div Rabbi Yehuda. That everything that it says in that parsha, even though it's b'lashon asei, is really a lo sasei, because it says, Vaidaber Hashem el Moshe lemar. So says Gemara, Amalei Rabbi Lebar Kapara, my mashma. You know how many times in the Torah it says, Vaidaber Hashem el Moshe lemar? How does Vaidaber Hashem el Moshe lemar take things that are written b'lashon asei and all of a sudden turn them into los aseis? So granted, there's an asei that you're supposed to take a balmum and use that lebedek abayis, and I could derive from there not to take a tamim and use it for bedek abayis. So then iser asei. How do I know that it's a los asei just because it says veidaber shem moshe lemar? So I'm like dechsiv lemar lo nomar bedvarim. That lemar is like a combination of two words of lo nomar. So as if to say that everything in this parsha should have a lo before it. That everything that's about to be said in this parsha is with lo. That's how we darshin. Ki be Rebbe Amri. What's the gears over here? Be Rebbe Amri lemar lav. that Lamar is a lashon of lav. Again, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying lav amar lehem liYisrael, that it's a lav that I'm telling you, not only an asay that I'm telling you. So a minor variation on how to exactly darsh the word Lamar, but either way, both shitos assume that when you have the word Lamar, it's coming to tell me a violation of a los asay, not just an asay. Shitim Betzes asked the obvious kasha. So then every single time it says in the entire Torah, Lamar should be an Isser Lav, and yet we make this drasha like twice in all of Shas. So why is it that we're assuming that the word Lamar comes up in a lot of different places? And he quotes in the name of Rabbi Eliezer, Rav Rabbeinu Eliezer, that only in the parsha that it says, Olo Sasei, so then we darshan from Lamar, that there's an Isser Lav on the entire parsha, even on the Asseis within the parsha. Like Bali Mumin, there are plenty of Lo Sasseis on the parsha of Bali Mumin, that you're not allowed to be makrav a karban, that's a Bali Mumin, that's a los asay. So then we could take the lamer that it says at the beginning of the parsha and say that it's extending los asay to the other halachos of the parsha as well. He also quotes in the name of the Ravid, another teretz, that Rabbi Yudha only means to say wherever it says lemar on a lava above mechal asay, that since the Torah warns us not to do a certain thing, so since it says lemar in that context, so we darshan that it has a los asay as well. But stam, something that's not a lava above mechal asay, something that's not a don't, something that's a do, and it has the word lemar, like if it has the word lemar by the parsha of, I don't know, of tzitzis, of tefillin, of mezuzah, anything like that, so that we never darshan that to mean a los asay, because it's not an isra asay. It's only when you have an isra asay already, which is an unusual kind of thing. It's belashon asay, what you're not allowed to do, and then you throw in the word lamer on top of that. It's only in those cases where we're going to darshan that the lamer comes to teach me a lav. And then Tosfos writes that way in Maseches Pesachim and Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph as well. The Rambam passes that if you're makdish shmim lebetek abayis, you're over be asay. The Rambam does not say you're over below sase. There's Rambam Erechim v'Charam in Perkei Halachavav. Kesem Mishnah asks, wait a second. According to our Gemara, it's a violation of lo sase as well from Lamar. So the Birch Zevach says that it's only according to Rabbi Yehuda that it's an Isser Lav. But according to the Chachamim, Lamar has no mashmos of an Isser Lav. And the Rambam is passing like the Chachamim. And this is clear in the Rambam elsewhere also, because Rambam Hilts Karm Pesach Perkei Halachahei writes that if someone eats from Karm Pesach a Kazayis Tzli Odiyom, before Pesach, on Erev Pesach, he's in violation of Mitzvah Saseh. Even though that's the other place in Shas, in Beis Amnalf and Pesachim, where the Gemara Darshan's Lemar, that it's a Los Haseh, to eat from Kazayis Tzli of the Korban Pesach, Miba Od Yom on Erev Pesach. So you see that the Rambam says, nah, this whole Drasha is only like a Das Yachid. We don't assume like this Drasha Lehalacha. That's how the Rambam understands. Vaitu the Gemara, Itmar, Hamalei Vari Balamun Legabim Zbeach, if someone brings up the limbs of a Balmum to burn on the Mizbeach, Amar Rava Ovin Mishum Bal Saktiru Kulo, Mishum Bal Saktiru Mektsaso, in violation of two separate lavin, one of an Isra being Maktir an entire Balmum on the Mizbeach, and a separate Isra being Maktir even part of a Balmum on the Mizbeach. Abaye Amar, Ein Lokan Alav Shabacholos. Abaye says, no, it's all from the same Pasuk, and therefore you don't get Malkus and Alav Shabacholos. Zakt Rashi, Antos is over here. When Abaye says you don't get Malkus on Alav Shabacholos, it doesn't mean that there's no Malkus at all on Alav Shabacholos. What he means is that you don't get a double Malkus because it's Kolol to Isurim. Aval Chada Yika, but you still get one Malkus. That is in fact the Machlokas in Maseches Pesachim Daf Mem Aleph, and Abaye over here assumes that you do get Malkus like that one Shita, that even on a Lav Shabbos you get at least one Malkus. But didn't we say when you're Makdash Balimum Mizbeach, you're in violation of five separate Isurim, five separate Malkios, but according to Abaye it should only be four, because it's Lav Shabbos for two of the Isurim, you only get one Malkus. It's a major Kasha on Abaye. So I'm an Abaye B'Gavri Katani. No, it means if five different people are Makdash Balimum, they could violate five different Isurim and get five different Malkios. And that's not a problem of Lav Shabbos, because this is how Rashi knows that he means that you do get one Malkus. Because five different people, so one guy gets Malkus for being Maktir Mektsaso, one guy for being Maktir Kulo. Had the same person done both, Eino Chinami, he only would get one Malkus for them. But if two different people do it, they're each going to get their own Malkus. So that's what it means of five different Isurim. Ibe Gavri, over Ovrin mi ba'ilei. Wait a second. If it's multiple people doing the Avera, it shouldn't say over, it should say Ovrin in plural, that multiple people are in violation. Ela pshita b'chad gavra. So we have to go back to our original understanding that we're dealing with chad gavra. We're dealing where one person does all the yisurim. The tiyufta da abaye. And this is a tiyufta on abaye. So amar abaye, apik haktaras muktaso va'ayil kabal sadam. Abaye will say, no, here's what you could do. You could still have five yisurim. Take off the list haktaras muktaso, because that's a lav shabachol together with haktaras kulo, and put in its place kabal sadam. Kabbalah's dam, the Rabbi Yosef Yehuda islay l'tanakama leslay. But wait a second, Kabbalah's dam, that only works if you assume like Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. But the Tanakama says you get five malkios, and the Tanakama holds that you don't get a malkos on Kabbalah's dam. So kasha. Yeah, the Abai's got a problem with that. Lishna akrina, v'ami desefer Rabbi Yosef Yehuda rihi reisha rabbanan. The other way of asking the question is, from the fact that the Seifa is Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, so the Reisha is the Rabbanan, where the Reisha who says that you're not chayiv on Kabbalah Saddam is going like the Rabbanan, and they still say that you chayiv five Malkios. So Tiyufta Dabai Tiyufta. So then Abai is going to have problems, because if Abai can't count Haktaras Muktasa and Haktaras Kulo as two separate Malkios, he's really only going to end up with four, unless he wants to go Dafka like Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. But it's strange that he would go like Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda against the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan would not include Kabbalah Saddam. Try to read the Mishnah, and we'll finish with that. Hakonim mimirin bishalahen. The Kohanim can do tmura on their own karbanos. The Yisrael mimirin bishalahen. And Yisrael, not when I say can do tmura, not doesn't mean permitted. It means have the ability to effect tmura. And Yisraelim can have the ability to effect tmura on their own karbanos. Ain't a Kohanim mimirin lo b'chatas v'lo b'asham lo b'bechar. But a Kohen does not have the ability to effect tmura on a carbon chatos or a carbon asham that Yisrael gave him to bring. If a Kohen tries to do tmura on that, it does not become tmura. Because the Kohen's chelek in such carbonos is only from the moment of haktaras yimurin and on. So if all the animal is still alive, he tries to do tmura, it absolutely is invalid, doesn't do anything. And similarly with the bechar, he's unable to do tmura, bechar that Yisrael gave to him. Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, mnei ma'in mamirin bebechar. Why is it Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says that you can't be mamir bebechar? Isn't it the Kohen's already when the animal is still alive? I understand the Chatzos Hashem, it's only from Haktaras Yimurim and on that it belongs to the Kohen. But the Bechar belongs to the Kohen right away, so why can't he do tmura on it? Why doesn't he have the ability to affect tmura on it? Amar Rabbi Akiva, Chatzos Hashem matan lekohen, bechar matan lekohen. Ma Chatzos Hashem mamirin mamirin bo, bechar mamirin bo. We darshan it from Chatzos Hashem that just like Chatzos Hashem, it's Pasha that he can't do tmura on it while it's still alive because he doesn't own it. So too, the Bukhari can't do tmura on it. Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Mali, Imeno Meimer B'chatz Vashem, Shein Zachem Mem B'chayein. Toba B'char, Shein Zachem Mem B'chayein. What kind of drasha is that? They're very different halachos. The Chatzos Nashim, he doesn't own yet. That's why he can't do tmura. The Bukhari does own already. So Amar Rabbi Kiva, Lok Farnemer, Vahayahu Tmurasa Yekodesh. Just like when you're only makdish in a base bailim, so too tamura can only we're makish tamura to the original hektish, and just like the original hektish can only be chal be base bailim, tamura can only be chal base bailim. So in the base kohen, it's not going to be chal the gamri, and therefore the kohen can't be meimer or bechar. But if a yisrael is meimer, it's nitfas be kedusha because it was in his rishus that the kedusha was originally chal on the Bechar. It was not on the Kohen's Rishus that the Kedusha was originally chal, therefore he doesn't have the ability to do tomorrow. We'll pick up with the Gemara tomorrow.